just to speak out a little bit of raid, a little bit of kachim digger raid. Can't miss a good opportunity to speak a little bit of kachim and this really last mishnah that we learned. It's a mishnah. Hakoyhanim shepiglu b'miktash meziden chayam. So we spoke out really the introduction to pigul when we introduced the mishnah. So I think we can go a little bit quicker right now. The Rashash, right here on this gemara, gittin nun dalad amid beis, tucked away. He asks a beautiful aura. His aura is that why did the Mishnah say Hakoyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayavim? Why does the mefagel that's a mazik have to be a kohen? Why can't it be a zar? We know shchitas ksheir bazar, and if shchitas ksheir bazar, then l'chura a zar should be shayich to machshavas pigel. Why? Because if a kohen has a machshavas pigel while he's doing the shchita, it's considered a machshavas pigel. So then l'chura a zar who has a machshavas pigel b'shas he's doing the shchita, it should also be considered a machshavas pigel. So frek der Rashash, why did the Mishnah say hakohanim shepiglu? L'chura doesn't have to be a kohen. Anyone that had a machshavas pigel b'mikdash mezidin chayavim. So why is it hakohanim? It seems to be an extra word. The Mishnah said in the previous Mishnah, Hametama v'hamedama v'hamenasach, the Mishnah could have said v'hamafagel. Why is it koyhanim shepiglu? Incidentally, the Achreinim also talk about why does it say hakoyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash? That word also seems to be actually. Where else was the machshavas pigel? But hakoyhanim shepiglu freik der Rashash, why is it koyhanim l'chayri even azar? Now just to appreciate the Rashash's kasha a little bit better, it's coming from a Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. The Mishnah says, "Kol hapsulim sheshachtu shchitas and ksheira." Any apostle, you name the apostle, this halach is true. Kol hapsulim sheshachtu shchitas and ksheira. I mean, even though Kabbalah halach is rika, can't be done by apostle, but shchita is ksheira even by apostle. Shash shchita ksheira bezarim ubenoshim ubeavodim perkasheleach ubetmeir. Va'afilu b'kotchei kadoshim, and this is true even by kotchei kadoshim. Zok the Mishnah, I'm skipping a little bit. Lefichach, it's for that reason, being that shchita that's done by any one of the psulim is going to be kosher. Therefore, hey poislim b'machshav. If they have a machshava apiseles, the carbon is going to be possible. Zok Rashi. Lefichach hey poislim es ha-carbon b'machshav. In shachtu, if they would do the shchita b'machshava, hoyol v'ruyim la'avoid azu machshavta machshav. Being that they're kosher to do the avodah, the machshav is going to be a machshav. In other words, if a zor would do kabbalah and he would have a machshav apiselus, the carbon wouldn't be possible because the avodah is nitkain avodah. But being that kol apsulim sheshachtu shchitas and ksheira, so the shchita is a real shchita. If it's a real shchita and you now have a machshav apiselus, the machshav is going to be possible. Says Dr. Ashash, it's a mafurish mishnah. You see in the mishnah that a zor that has a machshav as pigel, it's going to be a problem. So if it's a mafurish mishnah, why did the mishnah say kayanim shepigel luchur? It didn't have to be kayanim shepigel. It's interesting, the Achroinim, and this is really in the Achroinim, there's a little bit of raid whether when the Mishnah says, Leficha chen poislim b'machshav, it means all the machshavos, maybe only a machshavah shaloi l'shma. Now, it's ain't kamakoyme laharech why there would be a difference between a machshavah shaloi l'shma and a machshavah pigel. But there's a tshuva for Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer, and Rav Shulzinger in his Mishmar Alevi, Madura Kama and Madura Tinyana, Masech Tezvachim, Ayin Shom, Hafachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba, we say that a lot. He has a big arichos, whether this would be true even for a machsheves pigel. So the emes is that although the Rashash is coming from a Mishnah, it's not mafurish in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah just said, Leficha chen poislam b'machshava, but didn't say machsheves pigel. And to the extent you can come up with a svara that maybe machsheves pigel would be different, so that would be a posh to Yishuv to the Rashash's Ara. Because for whatever reason, the Mishnah is talking about, now you'll ask me a kasha, why is the Mishnah talking about pigel? Talk about shaloi l'shma. Oh, and Rashi above and Kabadafei actually said pigel means shaloi l'shma. So we're going to go in circles now. But the bottom line is that the Hanach of the Rashash, although at first glance it seems to be a mefedish Mishnah, really, la'achara iyun, it's not so posh that it's a mefurish Mishnah. But I'll just tell you one marumokim mifla that Rav Shulzinger brings in that shtickle, Ramban ala Torah. So it might not be mefurish in the Mishnah, it's mefurish in a Ramban ala Torah. It's a very, very geshmak Ramban. The pasuk says, lo sizbach la'shem elokecha, shor vaseh, ashe yiyah boi mum. You know what a shech, a shor or a seh that has a mum, kol dovara, ki toyevas ha'shem elokecha hu. You can't shecht an animal that has a mum. Additionally, you can't shecht kol davara. So what does kol davara mean? So Rashi Chumash says, azara lemefadol bekotchim al yedei dibura. It's an azara, loy sizbach, don't shecht when a machshava is pigul. This is another maramokim, that pigul could be is bedibur, not simply b'machshava. But the bottom line is, this is a pasuk in the Torah. This pasuk is in Parsha Shoftim. Perik Yedzayim Pasuk Aleph, it's in Mishnah Torah. Zok de Ramban toich dvarav. Mitzvah zu mevueres. We know this mitzvah already. Shekfar hizir ala shoychet balei mumen. We know you're not allowed to shecht the carpet that's a balmum. V'chaza lohoysef. And the reason the Torah mentioned it here in Mishnah Torah is lohoysef ha-mefagel. It's to be marba the mefagel. That you, there's a loysa say for someone to shecht with a machshev es pigel. V'hakorov says the Rabbah. Ki hichzer azor azois. That the reason the Torah chazer over this azor is bavur ha-yisraeli. It's for the Yisrael, the Tzar, Hamakriv, who's bringing a carbon, Shaloy Yefagel b'shchita, that he should not have a machsheves pigul while he's doing the shchita. Avol haKayhanim, as it relates to the Kayhanim, zrizin umuzharim hein. Kayhanim azrizin v'dayim b'asra echos, and they didn't need another azara. I mean, the Torah already mentioned the concept, the patent of pigul. The Torah already said you're not allowed to shech the balmo. The reason we're mentioning it over here is loy sizbach. We're talking about shchita. Shchita is not sheira b'zar, and we're talking to the Yisraeli, says the Ramban. And that's why we didn't mention over here in this pasuk. You would have thought it would have been a nice idea to chazer over that the one that's doing the avodah can't have a mum either. Teretz says, no, we're not talking to the kohen. And the psul gavra of bal mum is only negei a kohen. We're not talking about a kohen. We're talking about a Yisrael. So it's for that reason, zok de Ramban, that's why this was chazer over here. The reason it was chazer was bavura Yisrael. What's the oimik in the Ramban? What's the oimik? The oimik in the Ramban is the raid that we spoke out in Gittin Daf Dalet. It's the Ramban in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah. The Ramban in his Akdama explains what was the Toyelas. Like, how do you understand Mishnah Torah? Hasefer Hazeh in Yonah Yodua, says the Ramban. Shehu Mishnah Torah. Yivoyer by Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. Ladora Anichnas Ba'aretz. Roiv Mitzvahs HaTorah Atzrichas LiYisrael. Most of the mitzvahs are mentioned in Mishnah Torah. V'lo Yaskir boy, says the Ramban. I'm going to make an observation that if you go through Mishnah Torah, you're not going to find Dovar B'Torah HaKayanim. There's not one halacha that's being told to the Kayanim. Loi B'Maisa HaKorbonois. V'lo B'Torah HaKayanim Maseyim. You know why? Shekvar B'Roisim Lehem. Because you have it in Sefer Vayikra. V'Akayanim's reason heim. And the Kayanim has reason lo Yitztarchu L'Azara Achar Azara. They don't need another Azara. Avol B'Yisrael Yachzor HaMitzvahis HaNoyag Yitzvahim Pam Acheres L'Oisav L'Embir, etc., etc., etc. So the Ramban already was megal in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah that there's no halacha that's negei kohanim. Zok the Ramban, it's poshut. This is the Ramban. L'shitoso is Zok the Ramban. It must be this pasuk is talking to who? To the Yisraeli. And this pasuk mentions pigul. Kol davarach. As I said, it's pigul. It's mefurish in the Ramban. It might not be mefurish in the Mishnah. In the Ramban, it's mefurish. Just one beautiful maramakim that Rav Shulzinger brings in Mishnah Alevi. But the bottom line is, Freiter Ashnash, if that's the case, an Eisen Akasha. It's Kasha, which is Kosha Kabarazel. Is why is it kohanim shapigul? It doesn't have to be kayhanim. L'chayra, even a Yisrael that would have a machshev as pigul, you'd have the same halacha. Says Rashash, a teretz that's even more eisen than the kasha. And that is that if a czar was going to have a machshev as pigul, what would the machshev as pigul be? And you say, what do you mean? What's a machshev as pigul? I'm going to eat the basa chutzos mani chutzim kaimai. I'm going to be makhtadei murim chutzos mani chutzim kaimai. Or I'm going to do the zrika chutzos mani chutzim kaimai. But says the Rashash, it's not so poshut that these machshavas would be machshavas hapoyslis regarding a czar. Why not? So for that we need another little bit of an introduction. Another Gemara in Masechet Zvachim. This is Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The context over there is the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, what would be if someone did the shechita? He shechted a carbon al menas lehaniach es damar. His kavana was that I'm going to make the dam have a psul noisar. Meaning, I'm not going to shech the dam. I'm not going to do this zrika of the dam. I'm just going to leave it until it's going to become possible. Oy emurav. Or I'm going to leave the emurav lamacher for tomorrow. The emurav are going to become nicer. Oy lo hitzion lechotz. Or he had a mind that I'm going to make the dam and the emurav psul piyotze. So, a person had a machshava that I'm going to do something very bad with this carbon. But not a machshava's pigol. He had a machshava that he's going to create some other psul with this garment. What am I going to do? I'm going to leave the dam. I'm going to leave the emurim. I'm going to make it a psul yoytze. Rabbi Yehuda poysel v'chachamim machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible, and the Chacham says it's kosher. So the Gemara, in the course of the sugya, discusses this sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it possible? What's this psul? It's not shalei lishma. It's not pigul, and pigul has a very, very specific definition. So you had a machshava that you're going to make the carbon pulse. Mechtesi, that's a machshava apiselis. So the Gemara says, elatayim de Rabbi Yehuda misvarehi. Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is it's a svara. Rabbi Yehuda held machshava epis kemaisa, that if a person has a machshava to make a garment in posel in svara, that's taka the way you're supposed to look at it. So the Gemara says if that's taka pshat of Rabbi Yehuda holds a svara, whatever the svara is. Rabbi Yehuda holds a vazasar svara that v'niflik nami Rabbi Yehuda bakulu. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said his halacha by every single case of posel. All the cases of psulim, any situation of psul, Rabbi Yehuda should have his halach. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda said his halach in specific cases. Shachtei amanas lehaniach es damoi, oye murav lemachar, oy lo hitzion mechutz. It sounds like that's what Rabbi Yehuda said his halach. If it's geboit on a svara, that it should have been in other cases. So the Gemara says, behind niflik, tell me a psul, let's work this together. Let's see if we can cheshbin this. Why you would want Rabbi Yehuda to argue. And the Gemara starts going through a whole bunch of different examples. One of the cases the Gemara says is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody would have in mind that a Kohen Tame should eat the basar of a carbon, or that a Kohen Tame should be makdir the emurim of a carbon, or he has in mind that an aral should eat the carbon, or an aral should be makiv. In all these cases, the carbon would be possible. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a machshava to do that, it should be possible as well. So, the Gemara says two terutzim to answer this kashna. We need the second teretz. Lishna achrina zok the Gemara kol kemine. What exactly is that machshava? You're having a machshava right now that someone else is going to do an avera. Is the balabas on what he's going to do? In other words, you see in this Gemara, says the Rashash and Arsug, you talked away in Gittin on Dalad Amid Beis, that the way Machshava Apiselus works is that you have to be a balabas. You have to be someone that has a shaykhis. You have to be able to actually control and do that nusa daveira that you were just mechashav. But if it's not something that's biyotcha, then you don't have an ability to do this. So says Rashash, that's the teretz. If a czar was going to have a machshavas pigel, which the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amid Beis seems to say, mefurish and Ramban alateh, if that's the way it is, what would be the machshava? The Zohar can have a machshava that I'm going to be makta de imurim, chutz lezmani, chutz mkaimai. The Zohar can't do aktara. I'm going to do this riko. Shvicha shirayim, these are things he can't do. The only thing he can have in mind is that he's going to eat. Which chelik? The chelik that's nechel to him, to the Bible, right? Because the only basar kachin that a Zohar would ever have control over is that he gets to eat. Says the Rashash, if you have a mind to eat your own basar, that means you bring your own carbon. If you're bringing your own carbon, then you're not a masik. Is it pasal? Man, it's pasal. So the Mishnah in Zvachim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that's handling the psul of machshava. We're learning kachim, bekachim kamayri. So bekachim kamayri is the Zayikot Tataina. Or in Gittin and Dal, we're learning Perikhan and Zokin. We're learning in the Baba Kamad Gesugis. In the words of the Gemara, Baba Kamad Afeva Aleph, bekachim loy kamayri. Like the Briskarov said in Rashi, that we only care that it's like Allah Levayl and Hashem Chayvus and Gottnish, whether it's kosher or pasal. So you want to know where would it be in a Gaya that a Zar could, with a machshava spigel, be a mazik. The only time it's be your day for him to eat it is if it's his, because otherwise mechateisi. Right, if you're a kohen, you're part of the mishmar, you get it. But a czar, the only time he would ever get it. Now he could eat kachim kalin, but you'd have to give it to him. The only time it's be your day, the only time it's his that he's a balabas over this whole geschäft over here is if he's the bialim. So if it's only a guy, he's the bialim. If he's the bialim, he's anyways not a mazik. So based on that, it's not going to be a problem. Now if this rashash sounds familiar, it's because we've mentioned it a few times. Most recently, we mentioned this rashash in Masechta Soita. We mentioned it because in Masechta Soita we said over the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings in the Sefer Gvura Shmoinim, Rabbi Yosef Engel said over 80 terutzim to this kasha. What was the kasha again? The kasha was, we know, that one of the things that the Soita had to do as part of her bedika to determine whether she was guilty or innocent was she had to bring a minchas kanois. And this mincha is maskeres ovo, and it's going to tell the tale, it's going to let us know whether or not she was innocent or guilty. And machlikis in the Mishnah, when they brought the mincha, fire the shtir, noch the shtir. But kula amaloi pligi, everybody agrees that until the carbon mincha was brought, nothing was baidik. In fact, if there was no mincha, she could be guilty and nothing's going to happen to her. Or if the mincha was brought, the psol, then obviously there's no mincha. And therefore, nothing is going to happen to her. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Shamati, I heard a niflidig akasha. The kasha was, that says, Shamati shabaylim afaglim. That when you bring a carbon, the baylim, the owner of the carbon, has an ability to have a machsheves pigel and to passel the carbon. So the kasha was that every soita that's guilty She's the Bailin. Let her have a Machshavas Pigel while the Kohen's doing the Avodah. And if she's going to have a Machshavas Pigel, then the Mincha's not going to work. If the Mincha's not going to work, so nothing's going to happen to her. So even though she's guilty, she'll be able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash Mitan Aziz. Yeah, no problem. I'll drink. She's going to drink. And that's it. She'll make a bar nefashas. There's going to be nothing to do over here. There's going to be no issue because it's Maskeres Oven and won't be Maskeres Oven to the extent that she had a Machshavas Pigel. So if you hold only the Kohen has the Machshavas Pigel, okay, you're not worried about that. But if Bailam is Mefaglam. This was the Kushyan of, and Rabbi Yisrael Engel said over 80 Terutzim. So we spoke out then that I saw in the Sefer Avayvam, he brings that they asked Reb Chaim Kanyevsky this Kasha, and Reb Chaim said he doesn't hear the Kasha. It's so poshet him. It's so poshet him. What's the Kasha? It says, Ayin Zvachim Lamed Vavam and Aleph. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Ayin Zvachim Lamed Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you have a Machshava to make the carbon puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Incidentally, it's known as Machshavas Hinuach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds Machshavas Hinuach is puzzle. So if you have a Machshava that an oral, that a tummy should eat from the carbon, it should also be puzzle. What the Gemara answer? Hey, you can't have a Machshava that someone else is going to do something wrong. Why not? Kol Kemine, right? The Rashash is Teretz to the grace of Kasha. So said Reb Chaim, so he says very puzzle what the Teretz is. The Teretz is what would be the Machshavas Pigel of this Isha? If the Saita would have a Machshavas Pigel, what would be her Machshava? That she's going to be makdid a mincha chutzal zmani chutzal kaimai, that's not something she could do. She'll eat the shiare a mincha chutzal zmani chutzal kaimai. Also not. You know why? Because a mincha is kachi kadashim, and kachi kadashim are only nechel lezichrei kuna. So it comes that she can't have a machshavas pigel. It's, there's no part of the mincha that she has control over. As a result, it's called kamine. So even if you're by the mafaglam, it's still not going to be okay. We mentioned then that I found in the Sefer Mishma Alevi, a different shtickle, also from Rav Schulzinger, that Rav Schulzinger brings that he found a letter that the Cheshek Shloimer, Rav Shloimer HaKoyim Mivilna, wrote to the Stechemet. That's a beautiful Marim Makim. He told the Stechemet, I saw in one of your Sfarim that you bring a Kasha in the name of Rav Chaim Berlin. Rav Chaim Berlin asked the Kasha, and the Kasha that he asked was this Kasha. This Kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel said 80 Terutzim on. And he said it's a Niflidig Kasha, Obelanias Daiti, the Kasha is a Toys. He said, why is the Kasha a Toys? Va'kol Kemine! Said to Mefurish HaGemara, Zvachem Lama Vava Merav. Reb Chaim was Mechavin to Reb Shloim HaKoyim Mivilnus Teretz. But Al Kaponim, this is all the Rashash's Yisoid, this is all Me'inyon Le'inyon Ba'isinyon. So I'll just tell you, we'll end with this. So we learned Masech Tesoit Ben Azmanim. So I was discussing this Kasha with my son, Shlomo Zalman, and he told me that in Brisk, they say over from the Brisk Rav, that the Brisk Rav said that although the Gemara says Kol Kemine, but Kol Kemine was only said with regards to Rabbi Yehuda's Mechudesh Tege Machshava of Machsheva Sinuach. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Svara, that there's a Psanayah Svara in the world, right? The Gemara said, time is Rabbi Yehuda's Svara here, that if you have a Machshava that you're going to make the carbon puzzle, so the Machshava is Nechshav Kemaisa, and we look at it as if you made it puzzle. Machshava kemaisa, for that svara, there's a taina of kol kemine. But the Rav said that a machshava was the Torah gezocht. There's a machshava's pigle. Does a machshava's pigle, whether you're balabas on the machshava, you're not balabas on the machshava. He said the Gemara never said the words kol kemine anywhere. The only place it's mentioned is Zvachim Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Because in Zvachim, we're handling Rabbi Yehuda's mechudish tiga machshava sinuach, which is geboit on a svara of machshava kemaisa. Over there, if you don't have the machshava kemaisa, it's felt in the ganze ikur yisoid of the whole shittas Rabbi Yehuda, of a machshava's pigle, which is a machshava sha'osra Torah, where the machshava is a machshava be'etzim, mecha teisa to say a svar of kol kemine, loy shamanu v'loy re'inu v'loy metzim. He told me, he spoke it over to Oyum, and he said, Pasha, this is what this was the yisoid, this is in the Torah Shabbat Pev Brisk, that the Brisker Rav said, I don't know if he said it specifically regarding Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha, but Klor Vos Negei, the sugya of Zvachim Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph, that the whole time of kol kemine is only a time as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda's machshava. If that's the case, it's a Rav, Rav Chaim Kanyevsky's Teretz, Rav Yosef Engel's Kasha, which was also Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna's Teretz, Rav Yosef Engel's Kasha. It's a Rav, the Rashash's Teretz, to our Mishnah, Hodra Kushyo Yisla Duchte, and we'll stop here.